Mark Zuckerberg grilled on Capitol Hill will lead to changes within the world's most powerful social network. John McCure and Melissa Barclay explore that at 4:34 on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Thanks to Charlie Sykes for joining us, giving his reaction to the news of the day. Paul Ryan will not seek re-election this fall. Announced he wants to spend more time with his family, which completely understandable for somebody who's been an elected official for 20 years. Want to get another perspective, and who better to talk to about that than Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging and a Republican strategist as well. What's your reaction to the big news?
I was surprised. I know the rumors have been circulating, but I honestly expected that he would run again and only resign if they lost the majority in the fall. I respect, you know, his decision and why he decided to do it, but it did come as a surprise to me.
I asked Charlie about it, and I'll ask you, is this a potential, another potential warning sign of what might be happening in 2018 in this country as far as elections?
Yeah, it is not good news for Republicans. There is no way to say that it's good news for Republicans. It's not. It's bad news for Republicans nationally. It's bad news for members of the House caucus. It's bad news for Wisconsin Republicans because behind the scenes, Speaker Ryan was a prolific fundraiser for Wisconsin Republican efforts. Governor Walker does not survive the recall without Paul Ryan. Donald Trump does not win the state of Wisconsin without Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. He helped fund and train a lot of the activists that are out there. So you lose that, that's going to hurt as well. And then, you know, there's going to be a scramble to replace him.
I was going to ask you, as the dust settles now, what are the names, who are the names that are going to come forward?
So I'll get to those names in a second, but one thing I do want to say, Steve, is that these people are going to have to raise money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to take money away from, there's only so much money around in politics, so it's going to drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the governor, state senate, or state assembly. So it's going to have tremendous ramifications. Look, the Republican bench is very deep in the state, very, very deep. And when you have one member of Congress for 20 years, there's a bit of a backup on the bench. Now the question becomes, do any of these people that I'm going to talk about, are they up for a six-month sprint? But the bench is deep. You've got Senator Dave Craig. Senator Van Wongard, I understand, is not interested, but he's mm-hmm. a respected member of the state Senate and would be a formidable candidate. In the assembly side, you've got Representative Tyler August, but also the dean of the Wisconsin Assembly Republicans, Sam Kirkman. Mm-hmm. An obvious name I haven't mentioned, Speaker Voss. Speaker Voss, a lot of your listeners may not remember, was the district director in the district working in the first congressional district in the mid-90s for Mark Newman. So he is intimately aware of local officials, local issues down there. Along with representing a part of that district now, he really understands how Congress works. He would be the front runner if he were to announce. However, I don't think he's going to.
He's actually in Washington, D.C. at this moment. Interesting coincidence.
Yeah, I know that there's a Republican, Wisconsin Republican fundraiser going on out there tonight, I believe.
So when you think of Speaker Paul Ryan, you've met him over the years. What do you think of? What's his legacy now that he's leaving his position?
Well, I think he talked about the policy legacy and the tax reform, and you talked about working with local communities, whether it's a time of tragedy or the need for development. I mean, he played a big role in helping secure Foxconn. I mean, these things don't just happen on their own. So he's got a list of policy accomplishments that I know he will trot out and talk about. We will analyze over the next few months. I want to talk about Paul Ryan, the man, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him before he first ran for office, and he was making an appeal, and he's like, take me seriously. Don't not take me seriously just because I'm young, because he's younger than I was. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, Paul, you're definitely serious. He's a policy wonk, but he's also a real dude. For a great many years, I worked in Washington, D.C., and I flew back and forth. I commuted. I did the congressional commute.
Mm-hmm.
And I often flew with some of the members of Congress. And while certain members of Congress would want to fly first class or in the front of the plane. Paul Ryan's there before he was speaker and needs the security detail. He's there waiting at Reagan National with the rest of us as the plane gets delayed, sitting, in the cramped seats. So we had a chance to talk and talk about family, talk about Wisconsin, talk about the Packers and hunting. And he's a real deal. He's the kind of guy we want to get in politics, right? He wasn't enamored with the marble. In love with the trappings of power.
He loved the work.
He's walking away from this. And that's exactly the kind of person actually you want to have there, somebody who doesn't want the job. And, you know, look, with this president, I think part of his appeal was the fact that he didn't need it. And I think some people were attracted to the fact that, look, he didn't need this grief. He didn't need this job. And those kind of things, although they are two dramatically different people, I think they bring a little bit of that same kind of thing. Although Paul is much more of the common man, regular guy than, you know, any of the other people that I've met in Washington, D.C. in positions of power.
Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging, also a Republican strategist. What does it mean for Democrats for that seat?
So they've got this, you know, hot propped up Hollywood, bomb thrower who has no depth at all and no understanding of the issues, has a nickname and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Iron stash.
And child support problems. Mm-hmm. I think they're now going to look at this and say, oh, we actually have a chance to win this seat. So I think even though he's sitting on a couple million bucks, I think the heat's going to be on to put up a credible challenger for this race. So I expect him to have a primary. I think you could look at former Racine Mayor John Dickers' possibility, current Racine Mayor Corey Mason, former Congressman Peter Barca, who held that seat for a year in 1994, is a possibility, or an outsider. And that could be a possibility on the Republican side, too. Someone who doesn't currently hold elective office, maybe somebody who's independently wealthy and can finance such a sprint like this. It's exciting from a consultant standpoint and like the gamesmanship of politics, right? It's an exciting time. But I will say from a statesman standpoint, if you look at the actual deep ramifications of this, it's a sad day. It's a sad day for America, sad day for Republicans. I'm happy for my friend Speaker Ryan. I'm happy that he gets to leave the swamp on his own terms.
Brian Fraley, thanks for taking the time to jump on the line.
Thanks, Steve.